Proclamation number 5294 of 12th of January, 1952. Task: Cooperation on the Work of Redemption. You have been given a task which requires all your willpower. A task which is certainly responsible but also beneficial, and which can only be carried out if you have the firm will to be redemptively active on earth, thus to use yourselves as my co-workers where it is necessary for me myself to influence your fellow human beings through you, because a direct influence on my part would be detrimental to their souls. Thus you are, as it were, my auxiliary forces which I only need in order not to make people's will unfree, in order not to force them to believe. But this cooperation of yours likewise requires free will on your part, otherwise every person could be used for it and then no special will power would be required from you. You have to cooperate of your own free will, and therefore you will also constantly be exposed to temptations on the part of my adversary who will influence your will in order to prevent you from carrying out the work of salvation. And thus you will now understand why your office is full of responsibility, for it is up to you yourselves whether erring souls find the path to me. It is given into your hands. No one can force you to take part in the work of redemption, and yet, if you want it yourselves, you can give countless souls freedom and light. You alone determine it, and this requires an exceedingly strong will which resists my adversary's activity, which cannot be influenced, which pushes towards me all the more eagerly the more my adversary wants to prevent it. I myself can only assist you with my grace and strength, but I can never force you into activity for me and my kingdom. For this reason, however, all my love belongs to those who want to serve me if they own free will, and I will obviously support them in the battle against my adversary, the enemy of their souls, and thus also the many still struggling souls on earth and in the spiritual kingdom, whom you can help if you let me work through you. It is indeed a difficult task full of responsibility, yet one day you will feel immeasurable bliss when the multitude of those you have liberated from their adversity surrounds you and cheers you on. You should loosen what the enemy of souls has put in fetters, and you should always recognize him as an enemy and not allow yourselves to be seduced by him. You should only strive towards me with a firm will. You should long for light and strength, and thus for me who, as the original source of light and strength, can provide you abundantly. You should always be ready for me and consciously hand yourselves over to me. Then my adversary can never gain power over you. Yet hordes of suffering souls cling to you, for whom you should now be active, to whom you should show the way and whom you should commend to my love and grace. And they will be redeemed for the sake of your love. They will be helped, for you give me the opportunity to influence those souls myself. You support my work of salvation and contribute as my co-workers to the salvation of those who are still in greatest need and urgently require help in order to become free from Satan's bondage. And your work for me and my kingdom will always be blessed. Amen.